ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
David Spears is the host of Insiders and the ABC's political lead. Samantha Maiden is the national political editor for news.com.au. Hi.
Good morning.
We're all together.
In the same room together.
It's so snuggly,
exciting.
Isn't it, in
Very
here?
Exciting.
Snug as a bug in a rug. Let's begin with a High Court decision from last week and the ramifications. David, late night sitting. They got this through, but the political charge right now, it was from the Greens before, is that Peter Dutton got his way and he dictated the terms.
Yeah, he did. I mean, yesterday morning, the government suddenly announced that it had this legislation, emergency legislation, more than a week after the High Court ruling. It said this included the strictest possible conditions for those who were being released after the decision. Peter Dutton had a look at that and said, well, that's not tough enough. It was kind of a... That's not a knife. This is a knife moment.
Government agreed to all of it.
Yeah, he produced all these amendments and the government capitulated. They didn't blink. Who knows what he might have been able to bowl up. They agreed to the lot. But it's, I've got to say, still a little unclear, to me anyway, exactly how this will all work. Sam and I were just talking and I just asked Zoe Daniels, she came out of the studio here, do they all have to wear ankle bracelets? Her understanding is yes. But, Sam, is that...
Well, I haven't been able to get clarification from the government on that, and it's not the way the legislation was originally written. So if you look at the way it was originally written, it's where appropriate or there's some formula. I have asked, this morning, the Minister's office, the Prime Minister's office...
There's been no press conference either. There's no,
and look, this is... Look, this
and
whole thing...
I haven't
thing,
been able to get just full declaration, the Minister on the show to try and get clarity, so...
Okay, so, let's be clear. This has been a mess, okay? The government is not good at this and they need to get better at it fast. When something like this happens, it is an absolute requirement that you hold a press conference where you take questions. Why hasn't Andrew Giles done that? He's done, I think he did Hamish McDonald. He did some interview.
On Monday he was on our show, yeah.
But,
that's before we got to this point,
he
right?
hasn't done a press conference. This is ridiculous.
And we don't know, and we're told, three of them are... three of them are murderers and there are several sex offenders. It's all very vague. Why haven't some been released? What's the reason for that? There are a lot of unanswered questions here. The government clearly has been scrambling with all of this, including that rushed legislation yesterday. But it's still a little unclear.
They're not even capable of... I mean, for example, Ryan, I think that the layperson, and I'm certainly not defending this situation, the layperson would think that we are releasing pedophiles and murderers from jail, right? Mm. That's not the situation.
No, they've done
this has not been clearly explained by the government that they have served their sentence and then
like other people who are Australian citizens do the same.
Sure, but they're being kicked out on character grounds because they're not citizens. We don't want them sticking around. We've got every right to say this, but they haven't even been capable of explaining that arm of the argument, right? And there is no excuse for not having legislation ready to go. If for no other reason than their own political survival, who is running the strategy here? They knew in June, they had arguments before the High Court that this was going to happen. There is no need to wait for the High Court's reasons. They knew that these people might needed to be released. And if they had any brains and any strategy and any smarts, they should have gotten up the moment this High Court decision was made and said, this is what we're going to handle it. We're going to put incredibly tough provisions in case. We're talking to the police and this is what we're going to do. Instead, we had Andrew Giles seemingly hiding behind a pot plant and the government can't answer questions.
And David, it was interesting. We recorded the party room yesterday and the expectation was that, the Liberals would try and get their amendments up, but Labor wouldn't need to support them because, they'd be able to get the legislation through. The fact that they blinked even on that says a lot about how worried they are.
Yeah, they're in a very weak political position always when it comes to these issues of asylum seekers, refugees. This is Peter Dutton's favourite ground. But particularly this week, I think they realised the weakness of their position and had to agree to everything he bowled up.
But there's some sort of deeper political problems here, right? I mean, Anthony Albanese has a history of, being opposed to some of the, harder aspects of the asylum seeker regime. He's come around over the years. But, he's appointed Andrew Giles to this portfolio who has a history of being a dissident within the Labor Party on these issues. So he has a very kind of left-wing approach to that.
Sure, now, but Claire O'Neill's the senior minister on it.
Sure, but, he's basically appointed the guy that was trying to overturn half of these things within the Labor Party not that long ago. I mean, is this why he doesn't want to hold a press conference? Because he's uncomfortable? Yesterday, we were told that, Claire O'Neill was going to get up and explain. Well, we weren't told, actually. We like 3 minutes before she got up.
3 minutes, I recalled.
3 minutes before, at 7:02, we were told that she was going to get up at 7:05 a.m. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then she didn't take any questions. Mm. I mean, this is embarrassing.
We've got 5 minutes left of analysis. I want to talk about Gaza-Israel, huge issue again this week, unsurprisingly, and a moment that really boiled over this week. We just spoke to Zoe Daniel, really powerful interview from her, saying essentially she does want steps towards a ceasefire, but she knows whatever she says. It was just a really honest interview. Basically, she cannot win.
She walks a very careful line, and it's not dissimilar from what I've just heard to the government's line, Penny Wong's line in particular, about steps towards a ceasefire. But she articulates the pressure that politicians like her are under. That doesn't abrogate their need to have a position on these things. But look, she's particularly critical of Peter Dutton and that motion that was moved midway through question time Wednesday. Look, Peter Dutton, just to remind people, rolled together a whole bunch of issues, including this High Court stuff, but then linking that to the anti-Semitism and the community tension at the moment over the issues in Israel and Gaza was quite a stretch, and that angered the government, but particularly the line from Peter Dutton that I've got to hear. He said, the Prime Minister's failing to overcome divisions within his own caucus to stamp out anti-Semitism. Now, that offended the Prime Minister. It made him so angry. Even after question time, he was still shaking. Look, within Labor, yes, there are some who are worried about what's happening to the people of Gaza, but it's possible to be concerned and to sympathise with civilians in Gaza without being anti-Semitic or wanting to stamp out anti-Semitism.
Well, there's a child dying every 10 minutes.
And it's possible to be concerned about that without, being soft on anti-Semitism. So that's what really blew things up, I thought, on that front.
Yes. Sam, it certainly did blow it up. And Zoe also said that that was the worst day she'd seen in her time in Parliament, that it was the darkest moment. Did it have that sense?
Oh, I think there's been plenty of other dark moments in Parliament.
You've been here a long time, but, in recent times.
Look, I think it was overreach. I think it was overreach on the part of Peter Dutton. That said, I think that the concern within the Jewish community about some of the statements that Mr. Albanese has made, or more particularly hasn't made, is real. So I think that there were people in the Jewish community that were disappointed the other weekend that he didn't come out with a clear statement on the Caulfield situation. And then when he did, it was kind of like a real, kind of trying to walk the line of, basically people came into Caulfield and yes, it was very threatening. And he put out a statement where he was saying, sort of both sides, right? And in fact, he didn't put out any statement. Peter Dutton did. And then I asked if they were putting out a statement, and then an hour or two later they did. I mean, it just seemed obvious that there should have been a statement. And so I think that when Peter Dutton suggests that there's some people in the Jewish community that are a bit concerned about the way Mr. Albanese sort of responded to some of these incidents, I think that that criticism is also real.
In the last minute we have, David, infrastructure. We're about to speak, actually, to the Queensland Treasurer after the news.
Yeah, look, we've said it many times, cutting spending and trying to put some downward pressure on inflation ain't easy. It might be what's required, and there's justification for doing this, but when you do it, you can see the political difficulties. The states are blowing up. The coalition, federally, also very angry, even though they want the government to generally cut spending, but not here. Look, the Queensland Treasurer, what was his tweet having a go at Catherine King? Treat us more like Qantas, not Qatar. Ouch.
And just before we go, there are still more reports this morning that what was agreed in the late night decision would make the monitoring mandatory. But again, I can't get any clear answer out of the government.
She's been trying to get a clear answer.
It's just insane, right?
Yeah.
Like, they should be able to tell you. Anyway.
Well, they've probably heard you say it now, so I'm hoping.
No, they haven't got back to me. I'm reading a story.
Like, I know they listen to this show. Government, respond. Yeah. David, who's your guest?
James Patterson, the Shadow Home Affairs Minister, joining us.
Awesome. I'll be watching. Thanks, both of you.
Thanks.
Nice to be in the studio with you, too. David Spears, the host of Insiders and ABC political lead. Samantha Maiden is the national political editor for news.com.au. Still right now texting every single person with any power in the government.
So thrilled.
It's fun to watch.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.